And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Big League Fish, and we have made it to another week somehow.
Wakey, wakey.
It's good to see and hear everybody. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
You've been fishing, haven't you?
I've been fishing, been in Florida, I've been traveling. I'm a traveling man.
You a traveling man, baby. What about you, Josh? About you been me. Doing anything fun? Nice talking to you, Josh. Hey, Josh asleep over on the
having
microphone.
Having a good time. I'm
you've had the crud,
man.
You've had the crud.
Yeah,
we
the
know
crud
that.
Has been no fun.
No,
it is. No good at all.
No good.
It is nice. I got a few grumpy old men things I want to talk about today. But first of all, the weather is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm not going to be able to fish for 2 weeks. I'm going to be on the disabled list. The DL.
Doug the DL
has gone in and had a little work done because I had an old baseball injury.
Mm.
And
why was this triggered, though? Was it because maybe Phil have a bass boat?
All right, hold it. You got to get in a bass boat to fall out of a bass
boat. Okay, so you fell in it then, right?
No, actually, I fell off of it.
Oh, okay.
So I never got in it. So I want to get the story straight because everybody's calling me. I heard you broke your wrist falling out of a boat. It's not true. I never actually got in the boat. I was trying to get in the boat, and I didn't make it. And my buddy John Webb still calls to apologize. And, John, you didn't do nothing wrong. I did everything wrong.
He's just a jinx. That's it right there. He just
And I went out and fished all night. My hand was the size of a plate.
I'll bet.
It got big. So after a month of thinking that it was going to get better and everything, it didn't. So I went in, and come to find out, I broke my hook haymate bone.
Oh, well, that means you can't tie one on? Is that what
that means you cannot
tie a hook on?
You can't do a whole lot of stuff with it. So, but we got her fixed, and so I'm going to be in a cast for about 2 weeks till the fishing gets real good. Then I'll be ready to rock and roll.
Well, fishing's decent right now.
Tell me about it. You fished last week.
Yeah, I went last Friday and Saturday and down at Lake Cumberland, right, and pretty good. I didn't catch any size. I caught a 4-pound smallmouth, and then I caught a 4-pound largemouth.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but that's the ones I caught. You know, I didn't caught one each day. And then I caught lots of spots, caught some shorts, largemouth. No short, smallmouth. Do you know how many smallmouth you and I caught?
Yeah.
I never caught a short one.
You know what still amazes me is about that day is the first fish we caught, we had a 4.75 smallmouth, and we didn't catch another one.
No. Mm-mm. Not another keeper.
And that really surprised me that we ended up with just a filled out a limit. But
yeah.
Why? I mean, can you speculate on why that might have happened?
No. I just don't know what I'm doing, maybe.
You're the pro, man. What kind of hat you got on today, by the way?
Look here. Disney.
Disney.
Donald Duck.
I think you'd live at Disney if you could.
I could. They would have to. You can't stay there over a week because you run out of money. But it's a fun place. It's one of my favorite places.
It's rather expensive.
It is expensive, but man, I rode every ride there now. I rode the rock and roller coaster and all that, and Bailey got me on that. Man, that pins you back.
When
it's fun.
You take your granddaughter, you better be ready to rock and roll.
Oh,
buddy.
I was rock and rolling.
Hey, I tell you what, this is my favorite. I say spring's my favorite time of year because. You get so many things going on, but I believe the fall probably is because that's when the fishing gets really good.
Yeah, I like spring better, though, because spring it's getting warm and then it gets warm. Now it's getting cold and then it gets cold. And I don't like cold.
Will you promise me that at least one time this year we'll take a trip down to Dale Hollow to fish?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't even have a Tennessee license.
That's unheard of.
I know. I mean, that shows you how much that this fishing's been kind of off this year. How you do a fishing show and you're not even down there fishing at one of the greatest fisheries in the world?
I don't understand. Well, we'll go. We'll take care of that.
Right,
we'll do some December trips like we did. You know, we went, remember the day after Christmas that 1 year we went and caught all those, we catch 6 legal keeper smallmouth and 30.
We had 24 fish. The smallest was 19 inches.
Yeah,
unbelievable. An all smallmouth.
It was too much fun.
And then we had a bunch over... legal.
Oh, we had one. Remember, I caught that one largemouth right off the bat.
Had the one largemouth.
It was a 5-pounder, though. It was a big one. Four or five.
All I know is that you and I were not going to throw the Alabama rig.
And
I started throwing it off the back of the boat. And after about 2 good hookups, you said, I think we need to start doing this.
Yeah. I caught one, Josh, about the first or second cast. And then he's throwing it, and catches one. He throws it, and he catches another, and throws it, catches another. I'm not a smart man.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Hey, when you fished the other day, did you flip any? Can you flip in this time of year?
You can flip, yeah. There's lots of those little trees in the water still. And I caught a couple flipping, but they were little. But most fish I caught was top water bait.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Caught smallmouth on top water. I caught the largemouth pretty deep on a jig, probably 20 foot deep or better. But the rest of the fish, I caught several on top water. A lot of small Kentuckys.
Huh.
But it was fun. I mean, I enjoyed getting out there. The water's still 75 degrees. I'm sure it's cooler this week because we've had some cool nights.
But cool night. Yeah, the weather's getting down to the point where it's where we like it.
Yeah, it's supposed to get real cool next week, I think.
I think it is. So. And I got about another – I got 2 weeks in this darn cast, so I ain't going to be able to go.
Well, do you have to work back into it slowly? You got rehab you have to do?
I ain't going to do no rehab. When it's ready to go, I'm going to go.
Put a reel in it and that rehab.
Put a reel in it and that'll rehab it. That's all I need to do.
I'm in.
But, you know, they had a bone in there that was a little wacko, and it kept cutting across, and they said, you're probably going to get some carpal tunnel problems. So we went there and just took the bone out.
Got rid of that, okay.
Got rid of the bone. Old injury, I guess, I had back years ago playing baseball. I didn't even know about. And then I re-aggravated it when I couldn't get in a boat.
Do you ever remember catching a line drive or a throw from Johnny Bench or something that really hurt?
Yes.
You catch it wrong? In a,
yes.
Because I've done that a lot.
Well, you know, every ball that I caught was right in the – I caught it right in the palm. You didn't catch anything out in the web because if you did,
it made it
hard for the exchange.
Right.
So I caught it right in the palm almost every throw, and I guess it just beat it up so bad that this kind of –
Did you wear a glove or any kind of padding underneath there?
I didn't for several years. We used to wear golf gloves.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have batting gloves
right,
back then.
Right.
Then when I got the batting gloves, I started wearing those, and they were nice. But you catch somebody like Johnny's, there's some guys that just throw hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, catching a ball coming in from Andre Dawson, it's hard.
I'll bet.
You catch a throw from Buddy Bell at third base, it's hard.
I'll bet.
You know, you just and you take those and you just take it and figure that's the way it is. I used to try to put some foam rubber up in there to help out, but evidently it was something that had been busted before. We rebusted it, and now we got rid of that bone that got broke, so it ought to be
good. Got it fixed now. Don't
we fixed it, yeah. And I want to thank Dr. O'Neill and all the good doctor and Chelsea, all the folks over at Bluegrass Orthopedic that took care of it.
Man, so, that's good. That's awesome.
They took care, so it's good. And when we come back, we're going to talk a lot of fishing. We're going to talk one of my grumpy old man things. I got something.
Let's do that. That'd be fun.
Because it is fun. So more Big League Fishing when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mee from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Hey, we're back with more Big League Fishing, and hope you're having a great morning. Mr. Munson and I are sitting here today in the studio together with Josh Toffness, producer extraordinaire.
Extraordinary.
Over the crud. Just had 9-month anniversary.
Did he really?
And yep. Little Jackson. Little Keith
Jackson.
Douglas is 9 months old now.
9 months old.
And all the checkups went good?
Yeah.
Wow.
They sure did.
They did?
Man.
Yeah. Are you still
calling?
He's
got one of the bigger heads.
Oh, yeah. So tell us about that. What'd they say about him?
It's like 80th percentile of his head size. So.
He's a
really?
Martian. He's a Martian?
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that's good, though.
Does that mean he's smart?
Yeah, it says that they've got brain development is going really good.
Well, so. That's good.
Takes after his mother, evidently.
Yeah, evidently he's, takes after his mother.
He's
yeah.
advanced. He's ahead of the curve, as they said. So, yeah, definitely.
How big is he
going to
be?
Mother. I don't know. He's
6'5",
287. Probably not that big, but we'll hope.
His mother's brains and his daddy's big head.
That works.
Hey,
that
you
works.
Still calling football games?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who'd
you
have last week?
We had Bryan Station, and they hosted Henry Clay.
Have they won a game yet, Bryan Station?
No, they have not.
Are they that bad?
Yeah, they're
wow.
that bad.
Wow.
They may win one, though, this week.
Who they got?
They've got Dunbar.
Oh, and I hear Dunbar's not playing very well.
Dunbar's a pretty good punching bag. So,
wow. Frederick Douglass still playing well?
Frederick Douglass is still doing good. They lost to Scott County, but then they bounced
Scott
back
Scott County's
week,
pretty good.
So,
yeah.
Scott County's always good. So.
Yeah.
Who you got this week?
We're thinking about maybe taking that Dunbar-Bryan Station game just because
it should be
whoever,
a good
people some naps.
Well, whoever wins it gets to actually play in the playoffs, even though
– How about
really?
Which I, as a former player – I don't like that.
No kidding.
I don't like the fact that you can have one win on the season and still make the playoffs. It wasn't that way when I was.
My junior year, we went 9-1-1. We were in the Mid-State Conference. We got beat 14-13 by Harrison County, which knocked us out of going to any kind of playoff game.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and now you can win one freaking game and you can make it to the playoffs. Right?
Get lucky and go to the next round.
And then go to the next round. Yeah, you luck up and go to the next round. And you
it's crazy.
I know. So everybody gets a trophy.
Is that a grumpy old man thing?
No, but we're getting to it. Here's my grumpy old man thing today. College students, I know you don't listen to the show because your sorry butt can't get up this early in the morning. But when you're walking across the street with your headphones on or your cell phone and you're looking down at the ground, when those of us that are driving cars that you would like to have are coming up to you at some of those intersections, at least give us a thank you or a look over and act like you see that we're there.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, you work downtown. I'm you see all you. That.
Or we could be looking at our phones driving, too. Well, I mean, it's twice
if we are, then I could have had a couple today. I could have had some bonus points today.
I'm telling you. It's
but,
crazy.
I mean, come on, folks. You're not entitled to that space. And that's what's happened.
There's no common courtesy hardly anymore. See it.
You let people sensitive. Out. If you're stopped, you let somebody turn out because there's a lot of traffic. And you say, go ahead. We're going to let you out. They don't thank you.
No.
It's just, I know. It's not the Lexington
that's a
I
good
grew up
grumpy
in.
Old thing there.
That's a good grumpy. And you know what? I am becoming a grumpy old man. Thank you very much.
Hey, I saw you on the SEC Network last
How
week.
How about
during
that?
Big Blue Madness. Did you see him on there, Josh?
I did not.
He was on, and I even taped it. I had it on a DVR where I could run it backwards, filmed it, and sent it to my buddy. They had him on there twice, down on the floor, shaking hands with Jack Givens, I think, once, and then just talking and shooting the bull with all the rest of the guys.
Well,
you were on there a long time.
I know. They're probably going, who in the heck is that old fart?
Rubbing shoulders with Drake and stuff.
No, Drake didn't come over to me. He didn't want much to do with me. I was talking to the old guys like Mike Pratt and Jack Givens and Bo Lanner and Jeff Shepard.
Yeah.
You know, guy Cameron
Kyle,
Mills.
When you're talking Kyle Macy? Was
Kyle.
He there?
No, Kyle wasn't there. Kyle's on vacation.
Is he?
He's touring the world.
Touring the world.
Yeah, he's been in Europe and all over the place. Ireland. He went to Ireland. I know. You know, it's cool because I got a letter, and the letter said we'd like for anyone who's ever played to come back and be a part of Big Blue Madness if you played ball at Kentucky. Well, I only played my freshman year. So I got a chance to go, and I saw Jim Andrews, one of my teammates there. Right. Jim says, you got to go on the floor. They want all of us back. I said, well, Jim, you were a great player. You know, you averaged a double-double your last 2 years. And he said, come on and go. He said, you played here a year? And so I did. I went, and they treated it. It was very nice.
It was. It looked good.
So I'm very thankful to Dwayne.
What about the team? You think they're going to be on your count?
They big and wiry.
They got lots of talent, don't
good
they?
Good night, do they have some talent. I mean,
it may be the most talent he's had.
It may be the most talent that he's had.
AP picked them to win it all.
So. Really?
Yeah.
They got some kids that could flat deal. Yeah.
And then this kid that was here last year that stayed, what's his name? Diallo. Diallo. He can flat do it done.
I mean, you watch them dunk, it looks like they're, you know, they're dunking with their hip.
Yeah. Well, they lowered the goals. You know,
they must have. I think the goals are lowered to like 4 foot. But golly, they're athletic, they're long, they're fast, they're fun.
Yeah.
It just, you know, and he always has a way to get them playing in a good way.
Yeah,
so,
he does a good job with them.
It'll really be fun to do. I wonder if any of them fish.
I don't know.
Hey, a couple of football players fish. Cash really? Daniels fishes. Uh-huh. And what's the kid from Lafayette, the big tackle from Lafayette, Josh, you know?
I would have known if he hadn't said it. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
I think he's a sophomore this year.
Yeah.
Langdon?
Landon Young.
Landon Young.
Okay.
Yeah. Landon Young fishes because he and Cash have little fishing tournaments.
Well, good.
We need to take them out one day and get them. Hey, matter of fact, I went to a nice deal the other day at my friend Coach Keith Madison, former baseball coach, had a nice little deal. Score International, it's a ministry. Had Andy Green come speak. Freddie Maggart was there.
That Score is a good thing.
No, it's a great thing.
He spoke at our church a couple years ago. Did an outstanding job. And we've raised some gloves for him and some money for him.
Oh, cool.
Stuff, so. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, they want to know if we would auction off a day on the lake with Doug and Keith. And I went, duh.
That'd go backwards, won't it?
Yeah. I said, I thought you were trying to raise
money.
Okay,
we'll pay somebody $50 to go with them.
So I said, yeah, we'll be glad to do that. And have a good time with it. So
good.
I like that.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be great.
Yeah, all right.
He did a great job. I mean, he does a lot of baseball gloves, like he said didn't care what shape they were in. Mm-hmm. We collected a bunch for him, and they restring them and all that stuff, and send them to kids down in
Dominican Republic. They go down there every year, and they pass them out, and these kids are getting, for the first time, a good glove.
Yeah. What's it called? Score, isn't it?
Score International.
You can get it on the internet. I've looked it up. It's pretty cool.
He does a wonderful job. The speakers were so good the other night. Coach Mangione was there. And just a lot of former players from Coach Madison that come back out of their the respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Great guy. Great. Oh, perfect
one
guy.
Of my dearest friends. Yeah. He's a sweetheart.
Speaking of baseball,
yeah, sure.
What's your predictions on the World Series?
I think it's going to be a good one.
I do, too.
I'm loving the playoffs.
I've never been a big Yankee fan. Of course, I got Frazier and Chapman now. I'm a Yankees fan. I was an Indians fan until the Yankees beat them. Now I'm a Yankees fan.
Well, I was sort of wanting to hope the Indians too, but I've been staying in touch every night with Todd Frazier.
Have you really?
So we're having a good time.
Man, he cranked that one out the other day with one hand. You see that? Opposite field.
He's
three run
country
dinger.
Strong.
Man.
Got him on the board early. And somebody who is having fun and embracing this as much as you can, he's the guy that's doing it.
That's awesome.
I love Todd. He and his whole family. We went on a cruise with him, he and his wife, Jackie, and we had the camera when he proposed to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we've kind of.
Everybody has a weak moment, don't they?
Yeah.
And his is filmed.
Now he's got two kids. So we got a great relationship. Love the two of them. They're wonderful. Their whole family is just really cool.
That's great.
And he is embracing. And you're talking about somebody who, I don't know if his life is charmed, but he was on Little League World Series champion.
Right.
He won the Major League Home Run Hitting Contest.
Right.
He gets traded to the Yankees, his favorite team of all time, and now they're 2-2 with the Astros mm-hmm. playing today.
And he's a big part of that.
And he's a big part of that, yeah.
They could have got smokered right out 3-0 if he hadn't hit that three-run dinger.
Well, you know what? They moved back to New York. They're tough to beat in New York.
Now, they play three in New York or just two?
They go three.
Go 2-3-2? Two,
2-3-2, three, and two. Okay. Yep.
I don't know if they did like a World Series. I don't know if it went 2-2-2. Okay.
So no, World Series, same, 2-3-2.
Okay.
Because I remember we had to do that a couple of times, you know, back in the old days
mm-hmm.
when life was good.
I remember 76, y'all went to New York and just kind of swept right through there, though,
didn't
you?
Oh, it was piece of cake.
I remember that film clip of Sparky. Bench hit his, I think maybe it was second home run of the game or something.
He's
game
talking
four.
Sugar. When he said something, sugar. Sugar.
Yeah. We're sugar. This one's over, he said.
This is over, yeah. You know what's funny? Danny Dreesen wins the most valuable player if Johnny doesn't hit two home runs, I think. Because it was the first year they had the DH, and he had an unbelievable series.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool. So, hey, I guess I did something pretty fun over this last week. They're going to have a pro golf tournament at Champions Trace.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2018, July.
Where's that?
It's in Nicholasville, sort of. It's in Jessamine County. But Evan Mossberger and B. Fry, dear friends that own the golf course, have brought in a pro tour. Brooks Downey, an old-time friend, has been out there hustling for it. And they're going to have it in July. So the Children's Charity, our tournament, will be in June. This will be in July. Today they had Steve Flesh, Josh Teeter, and three other young pros. I'm not familiar with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Came out and did a skins game press conference to kick it off.
That's awesome.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes,
bring a PGA
is.
Event into Lexington or Nicholasville, which is pretty
cool.
Get
the old boy, what's the name? He's on the tour. He's from Kentucky.
JB?
JB. Where can he
JB
come
is in Korea, or he would have been here.
Okay.
But it might be a good chance to bring in. Of course, Steve Flesh was there today.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, just a wonderful guy. He's now on the senior tour.
Oh, really?
And he won 5 skins today out of the 9.
Really? Do you have to be a certain age to be on the senior tour? Is
50.
That how that works? 50?
Yeah.
And you can still do both tours, though.
You can still do both. If you want, like Kenny Perry's done both, but now he's primarily just with the senior tour. But, you know, it's good. It'll be they had a tour here, senior tour here years ago, and out of Kearney Hills, and now mm-hmm. they've got this one going. So it's
neat.
A pretty good deal.
That is neat.
Good deal. I know. So, anyway, it was a fun time to go out there, and they're all good friends of mine, so I hope they do really well with this. It'll bring in, I hope they just don't hurt Children's Charity. That's all.
No, it won't do that.
Nah.
Y'all got a good thing going there.
We got a good thing going, and we're getting excited. And then coming up next week, I will be in Louisville. We'll talk maybe a little bit about it.
Yeah,
we'll be doing our USA Cares deal. So that's going to be fun. This weekend is busy. We'll talk a little bit about that. I got a fun stuff here. Then next week, going up to Louisville to do our USA Care, raise a lot of money for our military
family.
Great
organization.
Yep.
Great.
And welcome back from Florida.
Man, it was fun.
You know what? You and I, the trailer's leveled.
Oh, got everything ready to go.
Everything's leveled, ready to go. So it's time that we got serious about our fall and winter fishing.
I'm serious. I'm like Roscoe P. Coltrane. I'm serious this time.
So I'm going to do everything. As soon as my hand is better, we're going to be out on the lake, and we're going to go get them.
Well, like I told you earlier, I'll think of you when I catch the first one.
More Big League Fishing when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GM, and they will be right back.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
Big
League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
get. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And we're back with more Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn and what's your name? Keith Munson.
Keith
Munson. And Josh Thompson's in the studio today talking about a whole lot of stuff. Let's get serious.
Important
about
stuff, too. I'm important.
Yeah. All right. Let me tell you what I'm doing this weekend, by the way.
Okay.
Tonight I'll be going up, and I'm speaking at Northern Kentucky University with my buddy Billy Hatcher, third base coach for the Reds.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, my friend, quarterback Kenny Anderson of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right. Bengals. Have they won yet? They've won one.
They've won a couple. They're in the hunt now.
I don't even watch them.
We'll let Josh give us an update in a minute.
Okay.
All right. And so he has an autism walk that starts. They play the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday.
Okay.
So that's right. He has an autism walk, and he has asked me to be the leader. So I will walk all these fans that have paid money from the football field over through the baseball field.
That's kind of cool.
So we got a nice weekend coming up. Now, how are the Bengals doing, Josh?
How are the Bengals doing?
Oh, no.
I'm
kind of skeptical right now.
Don't be skeptical. Just say, what have they done the last 2 weeks?
They've won.
What is their record now?
It is 3-2.
How about that?
3-2
So they've won the last 3 weeks.
Well, 2-3 Excuse me.
2-3 Yeah.
Okay, they won 2 Yeah. They lost the first 3 They've won the last 2, which puts them in the hunt.
They almost beat Green Bay. They were right there on the cusp of it. Laser has taken over from Zampezi on offensive coordinator, and it's like a whole new team.
So that, and this week you got the Steelers.
Yeah, this is the big test. If they can beat the Steelers, then they could probably do
something. In Pittsburgh.
I don't like them, but I'll pull for anybody against Pittsburgh. I can't.
They play in Pittsburgh this week. So we'll be doing our walk like at 11 o'clock in the morning, walk over, and then they moved the game time. It's supposed to be at 1 o'clock. Now they moved it to 4 o'clock.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, because we were going to walk at 11. We walk over, and they got a big screen outside of the baseball field, and everybody's going to stand out there and watch the game in the streets.
Oh, that's
right by the Holy Grail. And they
moved it to
4. Moved it to 4 o'clock.
I heard because an old guy was leading them across.
Yeah, it took a little longer to get there.
A little bit longer.
Had to bring his cane.
I'll tell you what, you whippersnappers. So that's going to be fun anyway.
And then next week you're going to Louisville.
USA Cares for next weekend will be USA Cares, me and Johnny Bench, on Friday night at Jeff Ruby's, and then Saturday night at Marriott Downtown, raising money for military families.
You will eat good Friday night anyway, won't
you? Yes, I will. I'll eat good every night.
Yes, you will.
I got to wear a tux on Saturday.
Do you really?
But I'm going to wear blue jeans.
Blue jeans and tucks in your shirt.
And tucks in my shirt.
That's what I would
do. I'm going to wear black blue jeans because I got a really cool Chris Kyle belt buckle.
Oh, okay.
Did you see American Sniper?
Yeah.
That movie? Well, Chris Kyle was that guy, and a friend of mine gave me a belt buckle. It's Chris Kyle Foundation, so I'm going to wear that. It's
That's
really cool.
Neat.
So I got to wear jeans. I can't wear no tux pants.
No.
Come on.
No.
I got to wear my boots and everything because I'm a redneck. Yes, I am. I'm a redneck and a grumpy old man.
With a broke hand.
With a broke hand. I know, this is really hurting my fishing. All right, you went down, you fished a little bit, but you didn't get in the tournament. How come?
No, I just didn't. Wayne and I decided not to. I mean, we were going to. And
Wayne was very indecisive.
Wayne Wesley. No, we just decided not to do it. We couldn't make up our mind.
Come on, call him out. If he's indecisive, call him out.
He wasn't any worse than I was, so I can't. We just decided to come on home, and I got the next morning, went back down to Cumberland, called him again about the same way. End up, Sam, who won the thing? I forget now. I'll find out who won.
But you know me. If there's a tournament and we're going fishing, let's fish it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I don't care if we do good or
we
bad should've. Or terrible.
I mean, we almost
let's do
did.
It. I love fishing competition. Mm-hmm. I do. And, I mean, if you're going to fish, compete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it doesn't change the way we fish anyway, because we still sit there and have a good time.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. Don't try any harder. Don't try any less.
No, we're still going to try the same way, so let's have fun doing it.
Well,
so
yeah.
I like that. And I miss it because I haven't been in one in a while since I fell out of the boat, off the boat.
Gary Waters, Sam Cotton, those are the two that won it. And he's the first guy that come up to me. I saw him down there Friday night. He said, "Man, it's tough, ain't it?" I said, "Yeah, it's tough."
Oh.
He said, "I ain't casting very good, are you?" I said, "I'm not catching." I said, "We caught 5, but they weren't very big."
Why does everybody come up to you and say, "How are you catching your fish?"
Just to make me feel bad. No, they can't catch them.
I mean, I never seen the like. I mean, you're like a magnet when we get to the boat ramp. People come, "How are we doing, Keith? Are you catching any? Where are you catching them? We catching them on." I've never seen. And your phone will ring 50 times.
Yeah, it did the other day, too.
Did it really?
Yeah. I went by and saw a guy. In a boat, a red boat there, and I went by, and they waved, and Wayne said, "You know that guy?" I said, "I don't think so." He said, "He waved like he knew you." As soon as I shut down, "Hey, stay off my bank." And I ended up knowing the guy, but I didn't know he had a red boat. So
he just messing with you?
Yeah, he just messing. I said, "I got to
catch you can't miss the boat."
No, no.
We got the most recognizable boat.
That's the truth.
In all of tournament.
Make you thirsty.
It will make
you
thirsty. We have that Diet Dew boat, which looks, you can't miss it.
Speaking
you can't
of
that, hide.
They need to put me in this bass angler's circuit next year.
I agree.
We need to talk to who can we talk to? Because I'm telling you, I got to have my money by the November the 14th.
It's November the 14th?
Yeah.
And all right, we need somebody to step up.
Yeah.
Maybe Mingy Jerky will step up.
Oh, you know Mingy?
No, but I like them. I eat their stuff.
What about these? They're not spending any money on some of the programs.
Well, they saved a lot from Louisville now.
I promise.
Speaking
they won't
of
have
that,
the FBI look, on me.
What kind of shirt you got on there? Where'd you get that shirt?
Adidas. Adidas is official sponsor of Bergen Independent School System.
That's
so
right.
So we get our uniforms through them, and this is one of my coach's shirts that I've got. That I think you actually gave me this one, but I've got a couple
be
similar
careful,
to them.
Be careful, Keith. Be careful.
You'll be under investigation. I'll call my boy Jim and say, "Jim, we need an extra $30,000 up here for put Keith."
He didn't have to go that much. He'll go.
Could we wrap an Adidas boat?
Could we? I'd have it wrapped so quick your eyes would spin.
I mean, I've never seen one out there. Yeah. Have you?
No.
How cool would that be?
I would love to do that.
Because you know, it's not just Adidas they're going after. They're going to be after
Well, I mean, you got to wear shoes when you fish.
And they're going to be after Nike. They're going after everybody that's exactly. involved in
it's
college
all,
sports.
It's not just, yeah, it's just a bad deal. It took crooked people to do crooked things.
Well, Adidas has been a good friend of ours for a long time. So I like them. They helped me with my golf tournament.
You know, they're not, yeah, I like them.
I'll wrap my Rogue in Adidas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll wrap my new Rogue in Adidas. We'll do that.
All right, then I like it. Yeah. I like it. Then we need to make a package deal here between the camper extraordinaire and the fisherman extraordinaire.
That's right.
Right.
All right. I will see Let's him this weekend.
Will you really?
I'll see him tonight at the Northern Kentucky
Will you
University
please say
banquet.
Something to him?
Let's get yeah, I'll say something
and,
to him.
Because, I mean, we can wrap it things so quick and make his head spin.
I don't think there's an Adidas boat anywhere on the fishing tours of any of them.
And I promise you, won't worry about anybody investigating me.
Maybe come down to Bergen and say,
yeah. Where's he at?
Where's he
at? Right down there.
He'll meet you at the four-way stop. We'll be back. More Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hope you haven't gone anywhere yet. We're not going anywhere. We're having too much fun here on the Big League Fishing Show with Doug, Keith, and Josh. And, you know, a lot of people come up to me and they say, when are you going to give us some decent tips on how to catch fish? And I said, as soon as I learn how to catch fish.
As soon as we catch some,
we'll let you know.
Get you some minnows and fish about 12 feet.
If you can fish with live bait, go get them. You know, Harrington has kind of slowed down. I went down a couple of weeks ago and caught a bunch in the jumps.
Uh-huh.
And I've been down a couple of times since then, and they're not jumping.
Man,
what's up with that?
I don't know. Shad probably just repositioned, but I was at Cumberland. They were jumping pretty good at Cumberland. You
really?
Would be excited. Most of them were whites, but we did catch a few bass out of them. But, in fact, I caught smallmouth out of the jumps.
Did you?
That's no fun.
Wow.
See, one jumped right there. I said, that one looked brown. That didn't look white. And I threw out there in about the third twitch. I said, uh-oh. I thought I foul hooked.
Did anybody give you a commentary like I did that
no,
one time?
No, but that was great. In fact, I talked about that this weekend.
All right, got us a place to stay, by the way, for the Taylor tournament.
Great.
So we're in good shape.
Well, that's right around the corner.
I know.
We got next weekend. Of course, I'm not fishing. I'm fishing John Webb's trifecta tournament. Remember that
tournament
he put on at Harrington?
Next week?
It's next weekend. Not this coming, not today, but next weekend.
Next week, yeah.
The 30, whatever it is.
That's at Cumberland.
That's at Lake Cumberland out of Burnside. But the same day, and this is unfortunate because it's a great tournament, it's a Fishing for a Mission that Jimmy Oliver and Rick Bramer put on out of Conley Bottom. So you can't get in our tournament. It's locked. You know, it's a closed tournament. But if you want to fish a tournament on Cumberland, that'd be a great one to fish. It's
good.
Right there out of Conley Bottom.
Where are you all going out of?
We're going out of Burnside.
And they'll be going out of Conley
Bottoms.
They'll
be going out of Conley Bottoms.
But yours is locked, so if you want to fish a tournament, you need to go out
of
Conley
Bottoms.
Yeah,
you have to go to Conley Bottoms because ours is, we had to qualify to get to it. They took 25 from each tournament. In fact, you qualify for it, but you're not going to be here to fish it.
I got a broke hand. Well, you know, I knew I wasn't going to be able to fish because I had two things I had to do for the weekend. So I said, this is a good time to do it, and then I'm going on a Reds cruise. Whew. I know.
Life's tough, isn't it?
My scheduling is really terrible.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to find out who my scheduler is.
Going on that red screws. Life is tough.
Yes,
it is. Well, you got to have a place to recoup a broken hand, Josh. That's all there is to it. You can't just do it right here in Lexington in front of a fireplace.
That's making me want to break my hand, I tell you what.
You know what he told me one time? Now, this is how busy this guy stays. We were going fishing. In fact, we were taping our radio show, and we were talking about, let's go tomorrow. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I get home. He texts me. He said, man, I can't go tomorrow. He said, we leave for Hawaii.
Yeah, I remember that.
I knew there was something I had to do, but I couldn't figure out what it was. See, because I got to set up my schedule, and then I got to set up, then I got to do what my wife's schedule is.
Right. Speaking of your wife, I'll give her a plug here. She has set us up for our cruise. I'm going on a cruise the first week of January, and she's took care of all that stuff for us.
There, Josh. Now you're getting on me about cruising. What about him? And Mickey Mouse over here is going on a cruise.
Well,
too.
I'm paying for mine though.
Did you break your hand?
No, I didn't break my hand yet. But she's got everything. Got her planes for us. You know, we called her and told her what we wanted. She'll text every once in a while or email us. And
she's a
good travel agent.
She really is.
So if you need something, get a hold of Olga Flynn. She'll take care of you.
She will flat do it. And she's got a honeymoon couple over to Hawaii now, cousins of mine, and they're having a ball. That's so good.
She's supposed to get with us over excursions or something. I don't know what what's an excursion?
Excursion is when you go on these cruises, they pull into a port, and then you can get off and go on the island and do all these fun things, like zip lining or, bull wrestling. stuff like that. Snipe hunting. They got a lot of fun stuff.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So she'll help you set up the excursions, cave dwelling.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of fun stuff today. Yeah. I went zip lining one time. Woo!
Oh, my goodness. I saw a video of that. Didn't you make a video of that? Or maybe it was her.
No, I did it. But it was very bad because I didn't really get a good – I was afraid I was going to drop my camera the whole time.
You looked like you was pretty good ways up there over trees and everything.
We were over everything. And then we came across the water, and it was pretty cool.
Ooh.
It was fun.
I'm not a thrill seeker.
I did it once, and I'd do it again.
Yeah.
But I think it was in Haiti where we did it.
I did some in Mexico. And it was fun.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah.
But, now with all the storms came in there and messed up a bunch of the islands, they've had to change our whole trip.
See, we were originally planning to go to St. Martin's and St. Thomas, and they're closed. I mean, we can't even go in there now. Olga said they'll have to redo us.
They got
to
redo us, and we're redoing our Reds trip too. So
are you really?
Yeah.
When y'all leaving for that?
November 3rd, I think.
Okay. That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So
I know.
You're going to be out for 2 weeks, which will be November the 3rd.
Yes.
So then you're going on a cruise. Well, I'm going to have to find somebody else to fish
then
with.
Then when I get back
weeks.
On the 11th, I'm here for good.
The 11th, okay.
Yeah. 11th when I get back, then I'm good for the winter.
Okay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Till
fishing.
Till January, baseball camps.
I may quit that. Unless they pay. If they pay, I'm going to go. I told me something now. The weather is starting to get a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, the highs are in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Lows are going down 40s
Long
and
nights.
50s.
You've got a lot more darkness.
What is that doing for our fishes?
It's cooling the fish down. It's bringing them to the surface. The shad are starting to school up in big balls.
Are they going to the creeks yet?
Oh, yeah. They're in the creeks. Heck, yeah. They're way back in the creeks. But, they're everywhere right now. They're just scattered. You can still catch fish 25 foot deep, but you can also catch them in a foot of water in the back of the creeks as well. So right now it's kind of a transition time. You have to move around a lot. I would fish your bank changes is what I would look for.
Give me your AM up to mid-afternoon fishing schedule.
I would stay in the shade as long as I could and throw a topwater bait. Okay. And I would probably throw around points, strictly points.
We throwing buzz bait, you throwing
spooks and the whopper plopper some.
Yep.
But the spook worked actually better for us the other day.
Did you throw the whopper plopper any?
Yeah, I threw it quite a bit. I caught a couple small fish on it, but the rest
of
it. Did
you throw the big one, the medium, or the?
No, I threw the small one.
Okay.
I threw the small one. They've got four sizes of that thing now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Saw
I did not know that.
But I would throw a topwater, even a pop R, something. But I would
not moving as fast as
I would, and then to me, I don't think you can go wrong with a spook and this. Bury your retrieve, like work it fast and then work it where you just pop, 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 pop. You want to keep it coming, but you don't want pop, 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 how we do sometimes.
You have a favorite color?
Anything shad, shad color, white, something with a white belly.
Bone, maybe.
Yeah, bone color's perfect. Just whatever you like the best. Yeah. They got one out now, I forget what it's called, but it's got a little bit of chartreuse on the belly, and I think that's a pretty good color. I forget who makes that.
It's not a sexy shad, is it?
No, it's not sexy. It's just a bright chartreuse belly.
Oh.
And it's kind of a white, clear size. It's pretty. I'll show it to you.
Okay. You got one already?
Uh-huh.
How'd you got one? It didn't get me one.
because this one was given to me. Oh. Well, I'll see if I can get one to you.
Well, but, that's good then. All right, so top water, and then would you stick with that till when? Mid-morning?
Yeah, mid-morning. Or if you go a long period without getting a bite, give up on it. But usually you can go this time of year, 9, 10, 11 o'clock. And, and then I would maybe back off. But right now, a lot of the lakes are on drawdown, so you can fish points because your current's going to be out there a little bit better. But, you know me, I'm one to fish the back of the creeks as well. So if you're struggling, head to the back of the creeks and work your way out.
Yep.
Water, you'll have a little water color. Right now, Cumberland's clear everywhere unless you get in the back of the creeks.
How's your spinnerbait bite right now?
I caught two or three on that. I think you could stick with the bluffs and get right next to them parallel.
Pull it right on the bank.
Right on the bank and rip it just as hard, you know, where it's right bubbling the water. And you'll get some good
fish.
Get
a reaction strike.
I did catch a real nice one Friday on it. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
On the spinnerbait.
Huh.
But, you know, it's just very random. Right now, you can catch them a lot of different ways. So
flipping?
You can if you got cover, you know, find the cover. I like to find something to flip. You know,
You flip it in the sun or in the shade?
I like the sunshine myself. The other day, it was foggy. Friday, it was foggy till 11:40.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it was bad foggy. You couldn't even move. Once we got to our first spot, we just fished, you know. Yeah. Didn't hardly move. And once the sun comes out, that puts them on the cover a little bit tighter. So
you're a jig man. Are you still fishing your jig?
Yes, sir. Throw a jig or the little shaky worm, either one. That would probably be my third choice right now. But in fact, that's what I caught the biggest bat, largemouth I caught on the other day.
Was it on what?
On a jig. About a 4-pounder.
Oh, okay.
So it's good. And we're not far from A-rig time, so we need to get out and throw that some.
Are you ready for A-rig time?
I'm ready to just
go
fishing.
Man, when it gets cold, we made a mistake in the last couple of years.
Yes, we have. It won't happen this year.
It won't happen
this year. We may not do any good. It's not because we're going to throw it.
We might come in last, but we're going to throw it, sucker. Yeah, right. And we're going to throw it till our arm comes off.
You are right.
I mean, because we're getting whipped too much by guys that are not afraid to stay with
it. With A-rig, you can be fishing and not have anything, and in 15 minutes have 20 pounds.
Yeah.
You know.
What about throwing a single swim bait? We haven't done that enough either, have
no,
we?
No, but it's good. It's very good. I think that's kind of underrated. I think a lot of times right now, before the water gets real cold, I believe that's better than an A-rig.
Yeah.
So,
do you have a certain weight you throw? I mean, 1/2 ounce, 3/4 ounce? Does it matter, you think?
It doesn't matter, but I would probably go 1/2 ounce to start with, and then if you need to go deeper, go 3/4.
Yeah.
I don't think
you're seeing what level the fish are in.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go to an ounce just right now, but you could, I guess. But with an ounce and you're parallel on the bank, you have to reel it kind of fast. So you know, which probably wouldn't be bad right now, but as the water gets colder, you want to slow it down a little bit. So.
You got a preference of what you throw on a swim bait?
What kind of bait?
Yeah.
Probably those K-Tex. I like those K-Tex. As good as
they got a big one now. They got one like it's almost 5 inches now. Mm-hmm. It would probably be a pretty good one.
Yeah, and they've got one in between the small one and the one we always throw.
Yeah, that's right.
So. I mean, they'll keep inventing them, so we'll keep buying them.
Yeah, that's another.
You never buy any baits, but I do.
No, I'm through. I haven't bought anything. I was cleaning out some stuff the other day, and I looked at my garage, and I went, "Okay, I apologize, Lord. This is a sin. This is not just an addiction; it's a sin."
Josh, I look for a bait. I can't find it. I go to all these sporting good places, look online, and Tackle Warehouse and all these places will be out of stock. So I call Doug. Hey, man, you got them? Yeah. He'll bring me a quart bag of them.
That reminds me. I got to stop and get some more quart bags.
Yeah.
Because I got some stuff to pay in. I am trying. I cleaned out a bunch the other day. Oh, it's
an addiction.
It's an addiction. But I'm sorry.
It's a good addiction.
It is. You know, I mean, I'm not really spending on a whole lot of other stuff except Mama and Mama knows. Now we get this trailer fixed up. That's going to be
good. Hey, we'll there because I like coming down there and eating pizza and watching ball games. About you got your fishing poles out there.
I'm going to have it a man pad here before long. It's going to be a fishing pad. Brad and I are both fixing it up.
Well, good.
Put a walk-in shower in it. Put a tall toilet. So
tall toilet.
Yeah.
My feet will hang off the floor.
You know, the stuff, good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right, this has been fun. We got a lot done today. Talked a whole lot. It's good to be back. Got the group all together. Josh is feeling good. Little Keith Douglas is doing good. He's got a big head, and he's real
Hope
smart.
Hope your hand gets good for you, everybody.
Thank you, buddy. I'll be ready to fish in a couple of weeks. But we can still talk about it before I can fish anymore.
Yes, sir.
So if you're not fishing, go fish. Get out there. The weather is absolutely perfect.
It is. This is about as good a stretch of weather as we've had in a long time.
Yeah. And you know what? For all you great people that we missed on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you on the water. For Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from
Big League Fishing. Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it, too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.